Yeah, about time they kicked it up a gear. Wow, that's Talisk from their album Abyss, and a tune called Picked. Before that, from their album Beyond, we heard Cabot Trail. They've played at the Celtic Colours Festival quite a bit, so obviously they're very fond of that part of the world, as am I. And then a new track from them, a tune called Aura, a new single. Talisk going to be closing the Mission Folk Festival on missionfolkmusicfestival.ca this evening, and looking forward to seeing them again on that stage, that virtual stage. Unfortunately, they're lots of fun in person as well. One of these days. Anyway, it's almost time for me to get out of here. I should be getting out of here, but I'd planned to play the next three tracks. Oh, well, anyway, because there's nobody following me, so I can just indulge myself a little bit here. We mentioned the Celtic Colours just now. Last year was a virtual festival. It's going to be another virtual one in October. Every year they release a compendium of live music recorded at the festival. Last year's virtual festival, instead of lots of recordings, some of which were live and member two, and some of which were sent from overseas, this is one of the member two sessions from two members of COIG, Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen, and from the Celtic Colours Live Volume 8 CD, which has just been released on the CelticColours.ca label. This is an incredible medley. The Earl's Chair, Cranking Out, Jenny Dang the Weaver, and Feish Invier Neri. And we'll follow that with Irish singer and flute player Nuala Kennedy, joined by Tara Breen on fiddle, and she also plays fiddle and saxophone in the Chieftains, and Tony Byrne on guitar, another live contribution to the Celtic Colours Live Volume 8, and another great medley of tunes, Downtown Troy, Haul Away the Hawser, and Distant Colours. Right. Fasten your seatbelts. This is Celtic Colours coming at you on CITR, the Saturday Edge on Folk, going a little bit into overtime because I can. Thank you. Whew, breathtaking. That's Nuala Kennedy, Tara Breen, Tony Byrne and Troy McGillivray with a great medley. And Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen with another medley before that from the Celtic Colours Live Volume 8. I've definitely gone into overtime and going to play one more song and get on my way. This is Bellowhead from their latest album, the new one Reassembled, when the band got together, a big 10-piece band that reunited for one show, recorded it, made a video of it, and now they've released a CD. This is Bellowhead with Betsy Baker, and we'll see you tonight on the Mission Folk Music Festival.ca live stream, and we'll see you next week on the Saturday Edge on Folk here on CITR.ca, 8 till noon, thereabouts, and have a great week. Enjoy the sunshine. Stay hydrated. And here's Bellowhead. Stay safe, everybody. Thanks for listening.
It was to sigh till I saw Betsy Baker. At church I met her, dressed so neat, one Sunday in hot weather. With love I found my heart to beat as we sang songs together. So modestly she turned her head, the while her voice did quaver. And I thought if ever I did wed, t'would be with Betsy Baker. When church was over, out she went, but I did follow after. Determined I would not be balked, I spoke with Betsy Baker. But all my entreaties she did slight, and I was forced to leave her. I got no sleep at all that night, for love had brought me fever. To run away, and I lost Betsy Baker. But though I strive another way, my heart will never forsake her. I dream all night and think all day of lovely Betsy Baker. Betsy Baker.
There has been a black community in Vancouver since before there was a Vancouver, said Wade Compton, a Vancouver-born writer who co-founded the Hogan's Alley Memorial Project in 2006. Hogan's Alley was the neighborhood of the downtown east side by Strathcona that was home for many immigrants, but mostly black people. A black community had established itself at the T-shaped intersection, being so close to the Great Northern Railway Station, employing many black men as porters. This was a thriving community of working-class black Canadians, which then fell prey to urban rezoning for the Georgia Viaduct Replacement Project in the 60s. Being the subject of debate about its status as a slum since 1929, the city of Vancouver did not deem Hogan's Alley as a residential area.
Hogan's Alley was a T-shaped alley. The north-south part ran parallel to Main Street, and then it T'd right where the Georgia Viaduct is. So from Main all the way to Jackson Avenue, between Union Street on the north side and Pryor on the south. Hogan's Alley was not a black-only neighborhood at all. It was where Italians in Vancouver traced their origins to as well, and it was right on the edge of Chinatown. But it did have a cluster of black businesses and institutions in the church that were significant to the black community and some residential areas.
When a working-class immigrant space like Hogan's Alley was regarded as a place mired with social ills, people had different ways of dealing with it. For Hogan's Alley, it was urban reform.
Vancouver has accepted the challenge, knowing that to build a better city requires only the industry and ingenuity of man.
Urban reform started to decimate communities across North America in the 60s and 70s, specifically poor and communities of color, under the guise of improving city life. Neighborhoods like Hogan's Alley started being talked about as diseases, often using the terms mold and blight to refer to them.
Most of Vancouver is kept strong and healthy through the normal process of land and building renewal. But in areas such as this, nothing happens except dilapidation and decay gets worse each year. Property values fall, and blight is the result.
While questions about the Georgia Viaduct project were hidden from the public, a social planner from UBC, Leonard C. Marsh, recommended in a proposal to the city that the Strathcona district, including Hogan's Alley, which Marsh called a slum, be completely destroyed and redeveloped. North American obsession around car culture began to force freeways. But of course, the freeways would not dare be built close to powerful neighborhoods. Cities began enacting urban reform with slum clearance in black communities and Chinatowns, both of which were under attack in Vancouver. Before the city began expropriations, most of the black families had left the area. After the viaduct projects had wiped out most of Hogan's Alley by 1967, community opposition stopped the remaining parts of the plan, saving Chinatown. For black Canadians, Hogan's Alley was more than a neighborhood. It was their community, a place where they found home when the rest of the city was unwelcoming towards them. In fact, the first black church in Vancouver was founded by Nora Hendrix, the grandmother of the famous musician Jimi Hendrix. Black churches, juke joints, famous businesses like Bai's Chicken and Steakhouse, and the Pullman Porters Club, all demolished for an elevated highway. In a CBC interview in June 2020, Stephanie Allen, the co-founding board member of the Hogan's Alley Society, said that black Canadians did not find community again like they did in Hogan's Alley. This was out of fear of being displaced again, out of fear that they would be overpoliced and racially targeted, which Allen called survival mechanism. Hogan's Alley Society says that city councillors should understand the importance of a cultural enclave that black Canadians need and how these spaces are not meant for private profit, that the city should commit to a community land trust and not just make hollow statements on anti-black racism after the killings of DeAndre Campbell, Regis Korchinski-Paquette, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and Ahmaud Arbery. For Allen, a community land trust would mean 70% below market rent and 30% market rent with no private ownership. She says that this is merely to ensure housing for people to have joys in their lives, all the while addressing homelessness, racism, the unjust criminalization of poverty, and over-policing of black people.
A community land trust is a way to put the community members in control a little bit of their destiny, to have a say, and to really prevent that kind of gentrification or displacement that has impacted so many lower income and black communities.
Canada might have seen a significant shift in its zoning schemes, but the policies still target immigrants, refugees, and low-income folks. Zoning projects like the one demolishing Hogan's Alley punish the working class, by limiting their ability to find affordable housing, let alone home ownership, in the real estate fiasco of Canada. You'd think that we've come to a point where housing would be regarded as a human right, but that's still a far-fetched utopian concept, or so they say. Meanwhile, the aftermath of such atrocities will be ongoing through the loss of culture, community, safety, solidarity, and a place to call home. As advocates and activists continue to fight for reparations for those that were harmed by such systemically racist policies, which were meant to displace and dispossess people, we should continue to counter the narrative that Canada has ever been better than other countries that were built upon genocide, especially when it comes to the settler colonial governance structures of Canada. Such a thought process is dangerous and revisionist in nature, and only ensures a pathway for history to repeat itself, something that advocates like Wade Compton have actively tried to combat. Today's episode was written and edited by me, Karan Saxena. It was co-produced by Hannah Imam and Karan Saxena. The music for Forgotten British Columbia is produced by Cronfused. You can also listen to the show online by visiting CITR.ca and looking up Forgotten British Columbia. Thanks for tuning in.
Cáete y levántate enseguida y no me pidas que te llame, no te rescataré más nunca. Por última vez te amo, mejor ponte muy bien. Salvaste allá la vida y le entregaban los cristales para ver si tú ahora llevas vida. Y no me pidas que te ame, no te rescataré más nunca. Por última vez te amo, mejor ponte muy bien las pilas. Coming through, coming through, coming through, come in. Coming through, coming through, coming through, come in. Coming through, coming through, coming through, come in. I'm coming through.
If you wait long enough, happen to you, oh yeah. And if you bow to it, honey, well then it's bound to you. That's what they say. And if you're with it, then you're gifted, oh yeah. That's what I say. But what are you waiting for? When you work for your money to buy things to stay alive, oh yeah, I know you do. But when you work for your money, keep your life.
is not known, even in the silence. Aren't those angels flying near? Is it her harmonies we hear that keeps us going? See her dancing, sweet pastel purple, sweet, sweet lady glow. And hey, would you forgive me for not knowing what there is to know? It's that easy to say. And what if she was leading the way? We will follow you home. Until then we'll roam, sweet lady glow. Of all the times we used to walk by the ocean, all our sweet talks, they kept me going as we search for meaning. All the pieces may seem scattered, but representing all that matters is her song. I can see her dancing, sweet pastel purple, sweet, sweet lady glow. And hey, would you forgive me for not knowing what there is? If it's that easy to say, and what if she was leading the way? We will follow you home. Until then we'll roam, sweet lady glow. Thank you.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Hi, I'm Confused, a.k.a. Julie B., a.k.a. Zigzag Stardust, a.k.a. the host of Musician. I would really love it if you could tune in every second Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and hear me turn the stuff that inspires me into weird audio improv. There's sound collages, there's local music, there's hot off-the-presses hit tracks, and it's waiting. It's for you. It's for us. It's made by us. So get at me, come on in, and stay inspired in the meantime.
feeling that you're not getting what you're owed. It shouldn't take this long. It makes you feel like the world's got something wrong.
I've been running, running, running away from you. Don't know what these feelings are, but what's to lose? You are winning a million and making it easy to choose.
Easy to choose.
And your body's got me feeling kinda loose.
I love it when you bring me close to whisper, I'm your lover, vibing this emotion. Bringing me to a place of rapture. Wrap your legs around me, put it in slow motion.
You make me a believer, and I ain't never coming down. That pussy give me fever, and I ain't never coming down. You got me on my knees, I wanna please ya. Show you my expertise, don't wanna tease ya. That pussy fight good, give me fever.
Touch your body, feeling the feeling on you. Touch your body, feeling the feeling
on you. Touch your body, touch it. Got me tripping, tripping, tripping over you.
Trippin',
I got it bad and I don't know what to do. Cause you were back on making me work hard for you. Got me trying to keep up the tempo and light your fuse.
I love it when you bring me close to whisper, I'm your lover, vibe on this emotion. Bringing me to a place of rapture, wrap your legs around me, put it in slow motion. You make me a believer, and I ain't never coming down. That pussy give me fever, and I ain't never coming down.
Your body, feeling me, feeling on you. Touch your body, feeling me, feeling on you. Touch your body, touch ya, touch ya. Touch your body, feeling me, feeling on you. Touch your body, feeling me, feeling on you. Touch your body, feeling me, feeling on you. Touch your body.
You make me a believer, and I ain't never coming down.
Fever.
the holy vessel for your chamber. How I opened up to a naked old stranger, just to find you standing in some astral plane where there are no shadows.